From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. All over Spain today, people did not show up for work. A general strike stalled public transportation, interrupted TV broadcasts, and it shuttered factories and schools. The strikers are protesting sharp government cutbacks and big changes to labor laws, changes that are intended to jumpstart Spain's stagnant economy. And as Lauren Freyer in Madrid reports, there could be more severe austerity measures to come.
Among those on strike here is Javier Organero, an elevator mechanic with two kids to feed. What worries him the most about new labor reforms is a clause that lets employers opt out of collective bargaining agreements and set lower wages.
I'm scared because every day things are getting worse and I've got a mortgage to pay. The salary we have, it's already been reduced. What they're telling us is you've got to work more and earn less.
Spain's ruling conservatives say the reforms are needed to modernize an antiquated system in which some, usually older workers, have jobs for life, but others can't get a foot in the door. One in four Spaniards is jobless, and the rate hits nearly 50% for youth. But unions accuse the government of taking advantage of the economic crisis to strip workers of their rights. David Lamour is a spokesman for UGT, one of the two biggest unions in Spain and sponsor of the strike.
This is a complete change of the system. So from now on, you can be moved, you can be fired, you can have your salary lower, you cannot go to court. It's a lot of bad things for the working class.
Labor reform has become a rallying point here. Even the jobless, who actually stand to benefit from the reforms because of hiring incentives, have joined demonstrations in the strike. Esther de Andres is 58 and out of work, even though she's both a computer programmer and a nurse.
The biggest problem is that nothing's been done to reactivate the economy and create jobs. The method has just been cut, 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 and so we get more poor and there's less money to spend.
Unfortunately, the worst could be yet to come. Markets have been jittery over Spain's shrinking economy and increasing borrowing costs. Tomorrow, the prime minister unveils his new budget with up to $50 billion gone from government programs. Brussels is watching for signs he's serious about austerity, but the Spanish people fear their welfare state may soon be dismantled. Juan José Toribio, an economist at Spain's IESE Business School, says the cuts may entail unprecedented fees for health and education.
Unfortunately, this is a necessary condition for the economy to pick up again. After all, there is nothing free in this world, whether we pay for it in our taxes or whether the users of the services have to pay.
Back on the streets, Danny Serrano is an engineer who's on strike for the first time, though he says he doubts it's the last.
People are expecting for things to get much worse than they are right now, so today's might be just one of many strikes.
For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Madrid.